Well, good morning to you from the White House, where, you know, I think this the city's kind of shaking its head, wondering about that inaugural address yesterday. Quite a bold agenda. We had been warned that, you know, the president was going to talk about loftier things. But for any of us who had traveled with a campaign and heard his hour-to-hour, day-to-day promises, that was clearly reflected, a little bit more poetic rhetoric yesterday. But that was the Obama agenda, no question.
There was a lot of symbolism involved in the language that he used on many different points.
And a very bold laying out of an agenda ahead, as if he were saying, look, that he won the election, he's come back into the White House, and he's going to get done what he had promised the Americans who sent him there. And certainly the big crowd there at the inauguration applauded his lines about Medicare, Medicaid, climate change, don't challenge the science of climate change, gay brothers and sisters. All of those things add up to exactly the message he had during the campaign.
It was a full, 4 days of celebration in the nation's capital. Just curious what it's like the day after Inauguration Day in D.C.
It's not over yet. You are so right. It's like a destination wedding. Today is the final day, and the president and the first lady go in the morning to an interfaith prayer service at Washington's huge National Cathedral. That's a long-time kind of tradition for presidents. And then tonight there's one more unannounced inaugural ball. It's for the young kids who worked on the campaign. It's for the senior advisors here at the White House. And they say maybe the best entertainment for last, only for the president's ball, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's right. Hey, and you have covered the White House and presidents for many, many years. But yesterday, and I guess every Inauguration Day, you have to take on another role, and that is fashion reporter. Everyone was wondering what Michelle Obama would wear.
Well, that was Jason Wu, wasn't it? It looked to me like a Jason Wu.
Well, you have got such a good nose for news there. I think she surprised in two ways. The dress, the suit coat that she wore to church and to the parade and all, was by basically a men's designer, Tom Brown. And the fabric was men's silk tie fabric. And it was beautiful, very tailored, very dear. But she put J. Crew touches with it, the belt, the gloves. Last night, everybody was waiting to see which next young designer career she'd make. It was Jason Wu again. And here's the sad, nobody knows this, here's the sad part. She will never see either dress again. Laura Bush told me the minute that she finished with her inaugural wardrobe, it was whisked away to be put in the archives. She never got to wear it again. I'd be livid.
Not that a woman would. It's tough to wear something like that again. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. It is not. I'd have worn that one. If you love it, wear it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for your time this morning. ABC White House correspondent Ann Compton.
And poor President Obama. Nobody pays any attention to what he's wearing.
It was a lovely suit.
Lovely tuxedo by somebody. Yeah.